All right, we're ready to get ready for the Chargers. A little bit of a short week with the Monday night and the travel back. But we've adjusted today a little bit and getting ourselves ready to go. They've got, obviously, Philip Rivers been doing it at a high level for a long time. Good football player, a lot of explosive passes down the field. Keenan Allen had a tremendous season. Gordon, very good back. And their rush is as good as any in the league. So, good football team, and should be a good game. Questions?
Crabtree, his snaps were down on Monday. Was he hurt, or is that what was the deal with that?
No, he. I think he was bothered a little bit at the end of the game with a hamstring. But you know, missed opportunity. I think he had one that would have been close to a touchdown, if not a touchdown. And that's what it was.
Derek talked the last couple weeks about details, little details being an issue, why things haven't gone right. How does that happen? He said it's sort of something that's crept in, become a habit. How does that happen, and how do you go about fixing that as a coach?
Yeah, that's the difference between winning and losing, you know. The execution of basic plays. So you get a you get a design to get a guy free. The guy runs the right route. The quarterback throws the ball on time. It all works together, you know. And the line obviously has to give them time to get that done. So all those things happen, and then you have a successful play. And any one of those things can throw it off. And we've basically taken turns with how that is or what that is that's caused that. But it's the bottom line is execution. That's why when you ask me, you know, there's a lot of occasion to, like, what I feel is like you're trying to defend from blaming, because you don't want to blame. It's not really about blaming. It's about teaching and coaching. But to recognize that that's what it is. Guy ran a wrong route at a bad time. Guy, you know, broke down in protection at a bad time. Quarterback maybe didn't see a guy come open that he could have. He was doing his normal progression that he's supposed to do. So things like that, a little bit here, a little bit there, that adds up to inefficient play and performance.
In light of some of those execution issues, what have you made of what Todd has been able to do in his first year as an offensive coordinator?
Well, you know, obviously a lot of things have gone in a negative direction. But I do know the guy's super bright. He's going to be a real good coach in this league. And I believe in him, you know. So those are not things that people want to hear right now, because the reality is we've underperformed offensively this year, and so there's going to be those kind of questions. And I think we all understand that. I understand it. He understands it. But doesn't change my belief. It's what I know. But there have been a tough set of circumstances, and things have not gone real smooth, and not what we're looking for. But this is really about the Chargers. I'd really rather keep it on. We can get into season ending talk when it's appropriate next week. I'd like to keep this about going out and finding a way to beat the Chargers.
On that note, that David Amerson, he's been working a while to get onto that field to play this Sunday, given it's his last chance. Do you think he will practice today and to have this to gauge whether or not he can have that up?
Yeah, I mean, today's going to be a little bit of a walkthrough. So, today's not the important day, but tomorrow and Friday would be. So he's been close, gotten to where we thought he could, and then didn't quite make it. So, yeah, hopefully he'll be back.
Richie Nelson's best game of the year on Monday. I don't know if you thought that way, but what did you see out of Richie? What did you see out of him on Monday, and why the difference? Why was he better on Monday?
I don't know. He had the Christmas spirit. He was feeling he was feeling good. He was active. He had the one tip ball that he picked. He had his hands on a couple others. Came up and showed up in the run defense, and I thought he tackled aggressively in the game. So I thought it was one of his better performances this year. We've been talking to him. I mean, these guys got now 36 interceptions. So it was like, come on, man, we got to get you 36 interceptions. And happy for him to get that done. You know, he's a proud guy. He's worked hard. He cares a great deal. I was happy to see him play so well.
Biggest difference you've seen? No interceptions to the first 10 games and now five in the past five, I think.
Catching the ball, playing a little more aggressively, you know, a little more confidence, I think. The guys feel good about the way they're preparing and competing on game days.
Running the ball against a good rushing defense by kind of loading up with some heavier...
I couldn't hear you with that.
Oh, sorry. You guys had a lot of success running the ball against a good rushing defense by bringing in, you know, heavier personnel. How much of that was just dictated by the conditions, and how much of it was sort of like an attitude of, okay, we're going to come in here and actually run the ball on these guys?
Yeah, I think there was an attitude set early in the week that we wanted to be physical. You know, the two things that I talked about with the team is we were going to run it, we were going to be physical. And we needed to start fast in that building because they really have jumped on people there. So, you know, looking back, those are two of the things that we said we had to do. The line did a nice job. They've been physical all year, and we played more, I would call, big boy ball on Monday night.
You mentioned Rodney a little bit after the game again.
Yeah.
Was it one of those scenes that shouldn't be overlooked in terms of his continued playing through what he's gone through?
Without a doubt. What he's given up for the team right here the last couple of weeks is it's extraordinary. There aren't a lot of people that are willing to do that. So he's been there for his team and his teammates and performing well. So it's not like a guy that's making it to the game and then not performing and actually hurting the team. He's performing well. It's admirable, you know, for him to tough it out, deal with the pain, and make it to the game and play as well as he has.
Given how small some of those details are and how close some of these games are, how close or far away do you guys feel you were from being how good you wanted to be this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I think the bottom line is I look at that game, I look at any game that we played this year, I didn't feel like it was overwhelmingly an impossible task force. I mean, we go into that game, that team's 13-2. Really, I feel like we let one get away. And, it's kind of been that way a little bit for us this year. Been a tough year. But it's not a matter of anything of guys not wanting it, not working hard, not trying, any of those kinds of things. It's just crazy to even think that way. It's just basic execution is the difference between being happy and not. And, in some key moments, we've had some unfortunate situations happen. You know, ball on the ground, you know, ball intercepted, a missed field goal, things like that are not what you need to do if you want to win those games. And we know that because we had an example last year of us going and closing games like that and winning those things. So it comes down to making plays. And I think the biggest difference in 2017 and 2016, the biggest number one thing is the turnover differential. And it showed itself again on Monday when we're, I think, -3 in the game. And it's hard to win an NFL game being -3.
You talked about 5 weeks ago about the team playing with a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Did you feel like they did? And how does that carry over to a final game that really doesn't mean anything in terms of...
Yeah, well, it means a lot to us. You know, it's our last opportunity to come together, this group of men, last time we'll be together. And it's a great opportunity for us to finish the year the right way, come together and play well. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. Last couple of games have been like what you look for in terms of effort and energy put out. Now the execution gets cleaned up a little bit, and it goes really well. So that's what we do. You know, as a coaching staff, I think the number one thing for us to continue to do is to build belief and to continue to work hard, and that's what we're doing.
With that drop off in turnover differential, there's been a drop off naturally in field position.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Not
on Monday.
Yeah.
There were a lot of opportunities in that regard.
Yeah.
No points in any of those drives.
Right.
Did not scoring or just the way those drives ultimately didn't culminate in points, were those revealing in any regard in terms of the inability to take advantage of those opportunities, just the way the execution fell short on those?
Yeah, well, again, I think we repeatedly gave ourselves an opportunity, you know, being right there knocking on the door. And, need to take advantage of those opportunities and you go home happy.
Yeah. You talk a lot on defense about pre-snap
surprising circumstance from a special team standpoint, kickoff return, when the opposition is so clearly avoiding Cordero, and as has been the case multiple times this season. Is there anything that you can do pre-snap to try to get the ball in his hand still, even though you know going into it they're going to want to kick it a little higher, a little less deep?
Are you looking for a spot on the staff? Is that what you're gonna... I'll let you take that up with Coach Seeley when the next time you get a chance to talk to him.